You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now we move to matters of NERSA. Every time we have a conversation with about NERSA, it doesn't seem to go over so well. This time around, the National Electricity Regulator of South Africa has withdrawn an approval that it had previously put in place regarding the electricity price determination methodology. And I'm joined on the line by independent energy analyst Chris Yelland to take a look at this, because who better to do it than independent experts? Good evening, Chris. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start by understanding this electricity price determination methodology. What was this EPDM meant to do?
Well, Eskom is busy unbundling. And the rationale that NERSA gave was that it needed to put in place a new methodology that took into account the different unbundled entities within Eskom, because there's going to be Eskom Generation and Transmission and Distribution, and Eskom Generation are going to sell power to Transmission. Transmission are going to sell power to municipalities and also to large users. And therefore, they felt that there needed to be a new methodology aligned with the realities of this unbundled Eskom going forward. And so they have been working on a new methodology in which they determine prices not only to end customers, but also between these Eskom entities.
So this was then, it went through all of the hoops and hurdles and everything, and NERSA then determined that this EMDP would be in place and it would be what they'd use for pricing. Why then withdraw the approval?
Well, there was a very significant backlash by Eskom itself, as well as by the Energy Intensive User Group and other organizations who basically said that this new methodology presented massive risks for South Africa. It was untried and untested internationally. And it was actually, according to Eskom, unimplementable. And they even indicated that if NERSA proceeded with it, they would challenge it legally on particular grounds. In particular, from what I heard, the basis of a legal challenge could be that they were busy introducing a new methodology in terms of a new electricity pricing policy document that hasn't actually been approved yet. So, I mean, before you can introduce a new methodology based on a particular electricity pricing policy, that pricing policy needs to be in place. And if you start introducing the methodology before you've put in place the policy, you're asking for trouble. So there were indications that this would be one of the grounds on which Eskom would oppose this. But in essence, Eskom was saying that it was presented a huge risk to South Africa and that it was unimplementable in its concept.
Chris, from Eskom's point of view, obviously they've argued, as you said, the risk it poses to South Africa, but I wonder the risk it poses to Eskom. Does this now mean that Eskom can continue to charge or continue to apply for the tariff hikes or increase prices as they see fit?
Well, no, they've never been able to. Look, they can apply for prices.
Yeah, the applications, of course, yes.
But that doesn't mean to say that they're going to get what they apply for. There is a methodology in which they have to apply. This is the current methodology. This is based on recovering their efficiently incurred costs through the tariffs, and also so the tariffs need to not only cover the efficiently incurred costs, but also a fair return on capital employed. And that's the way it's always been done. And there's also a question of what is known as the regulatory clearing account, which is a kind of a mechanism that corrects any inadequacies on their forecast. So In other words, when they put in a price application, it is a forward-looking, and it's based on certain assumptions of costs, Eskom's costs, for example, it's coal costs and other costs, staff costs, diesel costs, these sort of things. It looks ahead a year or two or three, and it makes certain assumptions, like the rate of exchange and various economic parameters. But if those parameters, those assumptions turn out to be incorrect, then it can put in a claim for extras, as it were, based on the actual economic parameters and costs that they incurred, and sales, by the way. So it's based on a sales forecast, it's based on a cost forecast, and they put in a price application. Then afterwards, they can adjust the price through this regulatory clearing account mechanism. And that's the way it's always been done. And it's going to continue for the time being on that basis, at least because this methodology, the new methodology, has now been, that NERSA had kind of decided upon, has now been rescinded. So it's back to the old methodology now.
Under the old methodology, and the Minister of Energy and Electricity, Hossein Soramokgope, has said that whatever's been in place currently is not sustainable, and it is also untenable, and it poses, in his words, not mine, it's a national security problem. Would you agree with this? And if that is the case, why then is there not a concerted effort, whether from the ministry or whether from NERSA, to ensure that this new methodology is implemented so that we don't have an untenable situation?
Look, I do believe that something has got to be done at the distribution level where electricity is supplied by Eskom distribution to municipalities and by municipalities to customers. That whole area, the funding of municipal services, the funding of electricity, the way in which municipalities recover their costs, and the way in which Eskom distribution distributes electricity to municipalities who don't pay it, is presenting a huge problem. And in that respect, it has to be looked at. And I do say that if we don't do what has to be done, there is a risk of social unrest. We've seen it, for example, in Johannesburg, where there's been an absolute outcry in what is seen as an arbitrary increase in fixed costs to poor and indigent customers, which are not affordable. And this can result in protest action. And one only hopes that these protests will be peaceful. But sometimes we've seen in other countries they do get out of hand, even in South Africa. And that presents risks of social unrest. So, yes, the question of municipal funding to deliver its service delivery obligations, one of which is electricity, is an absolutely critical area that at the moment is failing. And it has the potential to do great damage if we just ignore this problem. So the new Minister of Energy and Electricity, I think, has shown a new resolve to face this problem head on. Because for years, this is not a new problem. It's been going on for years and getting worse. And the can has been kicked down the road. And the presidency, National Treasury, COGTA, the new Department of Energy and Electricity, SALGA, NERSA, and all these organizations, bodies, and authorities have got to start facing this problem head on and not kicking down the can down the road and burying their heads in the sand, because that's actually what they've been doing. And I was very pleased and found it refreshing that the new Minister of Energy and Electricity is facing this problem head on and saying, let's solve this problem. Now, I don't have the answers, and I don't think the minister has the answers. But what is needed is for the role players to get together and thrash out a solution, because it can't go on like it is. If you look at municipal debt, arrear debt to Eskom, sitting at 78 billion rand and rising at 1 billion rand a month, 12 billion rand a year, This is a problem that affects the sustainability of Eskom and therefore the sustainability of the South African economy.
Sorry, Chris, just on that, the 70 plus billion rand debt that you mentioned there, the minister has come out to say that that debt itself, in a recent press briefing, is effectively irrecoverable. He doesn't expect that we'll ever recover that debt. And as we're saying this, as we're having this conversation, I'm looking at the average electricity tariff increases between 1994 and now, and everything up until 2008 was what it was. It kind of was in par with inflation. But if everything beyond 2008 to now has been a sharp increase beyond inflation, and that suggests that, number one, this is not sustainable. Number two, the municipalities are not going to be contributing. So how then do we move forward? I know you said you don't have the answers, but as an expert, I'm sure you have some ideas that you've put down to say we can't keep increasing tariffs.
Yeah, that's right. So there has to be, as I see it, and really, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't have the levers of power and I don't have the answers. But electricity needs to be funded, firstly, by the user. But beyond that, I believe that electricity also has to be, to an extent, funded by the fiscus. And there also needs to be a whole range of cross-subsidies within this industry, subsidies and cross-subsidies. So, for example, the poorest of the poor, indigent and very poor people, can never afford a cost-reflective tariff. So people who argue for cost-reflective tariffs, the reality is that the poor will never be able to afford electricity if there are cost-reflective tariffs. So there needs to be mechanisms of cross-subsidization between bigger customers, cross-subsidizing smaller customers, richer customers, cross-subsidizing poorer, urban customers, is cost-subsidizing rural customers, because the cost of electricity supply in a rural area is much higher than the cost of distribution of electricity in an urban area. Cross-subsidies, you know, from the fiscus to the electricity sector. The whole question of municipal funding, not only electricity, but all other municipal services, has to be rethought. You know, the problems that we see in electricity, this high levels of theft and non-payment, the high levels of arrear debt from municipalities to Eskom, Eskom's finances, these are all symptoms of a much bigger problem. And the problem extends to water and sanitation and roads and schools and housing and a whole range of services that local government is expected to deliver, and electricity is just one of them. So this is a symptom of a bigger problem, and that's why I say the big role players, you know, the presidency, National Treasury, COGTA, DMRE, and Water Affairs, they've got to get together and look and relook at the funding of local government services. It's failing at the moment.
Lots needs to be done. We need to revisit this entire model and figure out a solution that actually works. Thanks so much for those insights, Chris, and for the time. Chris Yelland, independent energy analyst, on the decision by NERSA to withdraw the approval of the electricity price determination methodology.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.